Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat.
Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hi, everybody.
Now, this week you gave our heartbeat and you talked about, or you asked the question, how is your living faith?
Yes.
And you shared the Gospel of Matthew chapter, 17. Yep, 17 verse 14 to 20. You talk about how Jesus cures a boy, and the heading here says Jesus cures a boy with a demon, but it does refer to him as having an epileptic seizure.
Yeah.
And the disciples
Because anything they didn't understand in someone, they called it, must have a demon.
Yeah. 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 But then it goes on, like the actual verse, it does say epileptic. And so here this boy is having a seizure and his dad, I suppose, goes to the disciples.
Yes.
We don't see that element, but
and he said, I went to them and they couldn't do it.
Yes. And so then he goes to Jesus and says, you know, they couldn't do it. So Jesus answers and or just kind of states in verse 17, you faithless and perverse generation, how much longer must I be with you? How much longer must I put up with you? Bring him here to me. And Jesus rebuked the demon and the boy was healed. And it is interesting seeing Jesus get frustrated like that.
Very deliberately.
Yeah.
Like three lines.
Yeah. Like almost it makes me think of a mother to a child. Like, you know, like how long do I have to keep doing this for you? How long do I have to keep, making
telling
your
you,
bed?
Telling you what to do or whatever, you know?
But it was interesting though how you then looked at these verses to describe what it means for us. And one, you were saying how like this is divine Jesus being frustrated with our humanity because we're always weak. We're not going to always get it right. But then you described like when he says you faithless and perverse generation, if we look at the word faithless, you're not saying that the disciples had no faith.
No.
But they didn't. They had little faith, less than.
Yes. To what God desires for us to have.
Yeah, and it was interesting though. It's almost like though there can be two like aspects of faith. There's faith in God, as in belief that he exists. But then there's a faith that he can actually do
that God can be God.
Yes. Yeah, that's right. That he can heal people, that there can be miracles, that he can provide when he says he will provide. So there's two distinctions here. And then when you looked at the word perverse, you said that another description of it is the word twisted.
Crooked, yes.
Yeah, or crooked. And I liked how you then just went on to say how like that would mean kind of slowly bent away without noticing. Like you described that's what the disciples are. And then you asked the question, you commented that just because we're near to God doesn't mean we're aligned to him. And I thought that's quite a powerful statement, because just because we can say we're living in God's ways or we say that we're a Christian
doesn't mean we're totally lined up with the mind of God, the heart of God,
or that we're living in that way. Even though we say we might be, we can miss it, or we can just be like a step
slightly
out.
Twisted, slightly like a glanced away,
yeah,
not totally focused and aligned with God's mind and heart.
And it made me think, what areas of my own life, and we could each answer this individually, am I not aligned with God?
Yeah.
Because I can be in some and then others not be because of my own sin. I choose not to.
Think of, you know, and I often think about this at Mass, when Jesus said, you're in the temple and you're praising and worshipping God, and if you have something that is wrong with your brother, between your brother, leave the worship and go and work it out. Go ask for forgiveness. Go get forgiveness.
Make amends,
whatever.
Yep.
Yes. Because you're near God, but you're not totally aligned with what God would want for you to be.
Mm.
There's something that, you know, you've had an argument. Sometimes Bruce and I have actually turned to each other and said, would you please forgive me?
Mm.
Because we've had an argument before Mass
mm.
and we're still feeling disgruntled towards each other.
Mm.
And God says, no. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's what I mean by you're near God, but you're not totally aligned with God.
Yeah. Yeah. So I just thought that was an interesting reflection to make, and I wouldn't have thought about this particular passage of Scripture before and thinking of it like that. But then it does go on to talking about how like even if we had faith the size of a mustard seed, I'm going to find it here. So Jesus says to the disciples, because of your little, he says, why couldn't they cast out the demon? And he says, because of their little faith. And he continues to say, for truly I tell you, if you have faith the size of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move, and nothing will be impossible for you. But what I find interesting, just to try and get a better understanding of what this means, is like he does say that the disciples had little faith.
So
like
they had some faith.
And if we think of the size of a mustard seed, it's tiny. So their little faith was tinier than that?
Yes, but also their little faith tinier than that was dependent upon themselves,
mm.
not dependent upon God. Think about it. Mm. We can't get a mountain to move.
No.
We yeah. can't say move over there to there and it's mm. going to.
Mm.
No way. Humanity's out of, that's out of our limitations. Mm. But if God came in and decided that's what I want to do, think of when the Israelites go and they walk around this city called Jericho and they praise God for seven days and blow trumpets and God allows mm. the walls of the
yeah to come down the city.
City to fall down, but not inward, outward
mm.
fall down, so then they could get into the city because that was they were going to take over the city.
Mm.
They had no possibility, but God, in His great and mighty wisdom and what He want desired for His people, He said, "We'll do this, and these walls will fall down."
Yep.
So the same, you've got to have the faith and belief in God, the dependence upon God to do it.
Mm.
I bet you some of the Israelites walking around would have at the beginning gone, really? This is ridiculous.
Mm.
But on the seventh day they didn't,
mm.
you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not that they didn't have some faith. They didn't have enough faith, but they didn't have the faith in God.
Mm. Mm.
They still were learning that dependence upon God.
Mm. And I suppose that's connected to what we were saying earlier of you can have a faith that God exists, but you need to have faith that God can do.
Yes.
And that He is who He says He is.
Yeah. And will yeah. do what He says He does do.
Mm. Mm. It's a challenge to think about
mm.
like, yeah, I can believe in God, but do I believe that He will provide all my needs, that He does do what He says He will do?
And that doesn't mean if I pray that I win lotto, I'm going to win lotto.
Mm.
Because to me, that's a ridiculous prayer. Because if God wanted you to, He would and whatever. But really, God will provide for you so many other ways. He probably getting $1 million isn't healthy for you, if you know what I mean. But if you prayed for, you know, I really desire my brother to come to know you, Lord. You don't know what's going on in your brother's heart
mm.
or mind. You don't know over the years what God can do in his life within him.
Mm.
And you just trust and pray and depend upon God that God will do that.
Yep.
Because God wants to.
Mm.
So it's like, well, what are my prayers?
Mm. Mm.
Are they the way that God desires me to live? But I have to totally depend upon him.
Mm. Mm. So the weekly challenge that I've written down is to ask ourselves, are we being honest with God and aligned to him mm. and his ways? And we could only each answer that. Maybe we're near him, but we're not aligned. And I like the example that you gave where you can be at Mass, but if you've wronged someone,
you've still got bitterness in your heart against your brother. You're not fully aligned
with God. No. Yeah. So we hope that you've enjoyed our chat this week. Maybe that's challenged you. We would love to hear from you and hear what you have to think. Please let us know, and we look forward to chatting with you again next time. Bye.
Bye, everybody.